Ceramics have long played a central role in Chinese art, beginning in the Neolithic era when tau, a type of pottery fired at 950 to 1200 degrees Celsius, was used for both ceremonial and utilitarian purposes. A new type of pottery, porcelain, fired at 1250 to 1400 degrees Celsius, emerged near the beginning of the Eastern Han Dynasty, 206 BCE to 220 CE. It quickly became a staple of Chinese trade, first exported to Islamic countries through the Silk Road, and later to Europe via Portuguese merchants. In the Neolithic era, ceramics are quite valuable and placed with the bodies of royalty to ensure a prosperous afterlife. As time went on, ceramics became more utilitarian and common in everyday life. By the Song Dynasty, 960 to 1279 CE, they had taken on a number of different roles in society. Aristocrats, government officials, and scholars collected the most exquisite varieties. Presented here is a selection of such ceramics. The glazed red-brown-gray bowl is a Jing ware tea bowl from Song Dynasty, when tea was valued in literati culture. Showing stark differences in manufacture and purpose from the same period, the crackled pale blue vase is a guanware vase from imperial kilns, also from the Song period. The crackling is purposeful and represents simplicity and a connection to nature for high-ranking officials. Ceramic styles, like all Chinese art, were often inspired by dynasties and styles of the past. There are many vessels in the exhibition from later Qing Dynasty, 1644 to 1911, and earlier 20th century that refer to Song wares such as Wanware, Chunware, Celadon, and Yan and Ming Dynasty under glaze red, under glaze blue techniques. The set of miniature vessels also displays the range of new colors in the monochrome glazes and overglaze enamels that developed during the Qing Dynasty.